We're looking back on November 30, the day in 1878 when our future national anthem was performed for the first time. Around 106 years later, Advance Australia Fair officially became our national song.
In history's page, let every stage advance Australia Fair.
It was on this day in 1982 that Michael Jackson released the album Thriller. It's still the biggest selling album of all time. There were 7 hit singles from the album and it won a record 8 Grammy Awards. Topping the November 30 birthday list is director Sir Ridley Scott. The man behind movies like Alien, Blade Runner and Gladiator is 83 today.
The hardest single thing to do as a filmmaker is to choose your subject. What are you going to do? A bit like being a painter. What are you going to paint?
Punk rocker Billy Idol turns 65. He got his stage name when a teacher called him Idol. They meant I-D-L-E. He thought they meant I-D-O-L.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
Comedian, actor and writer Colin Mochrie turns 63, well known for his long association with the improvisation show Whose Line Is It Anyway?
This just in, Beverly Hills 90210, Cleveland Browns 3.
Actor Ben Stiller is 55. He's really racking up the film credits, isn't he? From the Meet the Parents movies to Zoolander, Night at the Museum, and my favourite, Something About Mary.
I never said those bad things about Warren. He loves Warren. And from what he told me on the phone just now, he loves you too.
And the Big Bang Theory star Kaley Cuoco is 35 today.
Not a lot of people know this, but the monoamine oxidase enzyme was discovered by a woman, Mary Bernheim. That's right. My phone is just as smart as you guys.
Finally, the wartime Prime Minister of Britain, Sir Winston Churchill, was also born on this day. He died at the age of 90 in 1965.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets.
Remembering Sir Winston Churchill on November 30.